Welcome. This is Victoria Schnepps, president of Schnepps Media, and delighted to be the host of Power Women. And do I have a power woman for you? The one and only Linda Allman, who has grown her companies, which is now Four Leaf, from a $1.1 billion company when she joined in 2001 to a $13 billion company. So I am so delighted to welcome President and CEO of Four Leaf, Linda Allman. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you for having me, Vicki. So appreciate it.
There's great admiration for all you do for the community, for business world, but also your family. I know you are so connected with your children, and we are the women who balance our world between family, work, and husbands. And I don't know, we just make it work, right?
100%, Vicki. We make it work and try to have some fun while we do it.
Well, that's my challenge, is that when people say, you work so hard, why do you work? I said, is this work? I love what I do. I don't think it is work.
Yeah, it's fun. It's trying to find that that balance between, doing a job and having a career that you love and really exuding that. It's great.
Well, I think we're both blessed to have careers we love. I mean, I think that's, to wake up every morning and to be happy, you're where you are in terms of your business, professional life is just such a gift. But people should be aiming for that. It didn't happen overnight, Linda. I was inspired by a teacher of mine to become a teacher, which was my first career. What inspired you, do you think, in your childhood to become the leader you are today? Because you lead this enormous, was it 800, 900 employees?
Yeah, we're close to 1,000 now.
1,000.
Yeah, we're doing great. To be honest, my dad was a real big proponent of empowering us to be our best. And he always used to tell us growing up, don't settle for second best. You want to be the best. And you have to drive yourself for not settling. And he always focused on education, making sure I had the best education I could, making sure that I was reading and being thoughtful about things. And it was really a lot of his encouragement throughout my life of really setting expectations and driving me to always try to be better. And then there was also the piece of giving back. So he always used to say, when you wake up every day, make sure you do something nice for someone else, because that's what's going to bring you true happiness. It's not always about you. You have to think about others. And that's how I've lived my life. So, my dad.
Well, it certainly was a winning formula. What a blessing to have a father like that. And that, I think there is a special bond between fathers and daughters. And I think that's where you get your self-esteem. I don't know how you teach it.
Definitely confidence. Yeah, it was definitely confidence building.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of, if it doesn't come from your childhood, it's very hard to build confidence into people if it's not in them.
Right. I agree to an extent, but I do know that, I do a lot of mentoring and I mentor a lot of young women. And sometimes it's giving them permission to be confident, like there's stereotypes in the workplace that titles, carry certain weight, or someone's expertise carries certain weight. And when I mentor young women on the rise, and young men, to be honest, what I try to tell them is, if you're sitting at the table, have a voice at the table. Meetings aren't a spectator sport. They're meant to be participatory. And don't wait for somebody with a higher title to say something. Contribute your opinion. Take risks, because that's how you grow and get better. And that's how you build your confidence.
Interesting. Well, there you go. Sometimes it's in people, but you've got to find...
You got to pull it out. Yep.
Exactly. Beth Page Credit Union was a staple in our communities, and you have made such enormous change, and it's like seismic to now be Four Leaf Federal Credit Union with 37 branches and almost 1,000 employees. Wow. And almost 500,000 members. Tell me, where is the company going? How did you come to the Four Leaf? Because everybody's asking, where did it come from?
Yeah, you know, we've been thinking about changing our name for quite a few years now. And a lot of it has to do with our expansion outside of Long Island. And when we started testing the Bethpage name against other names, when we started doing a search, the Bethpage name was just perceived as local. There was a lot of misconceptions around healthcare, and that might have been because of the tagline. But, you know, we actually, when we opened one of our branches in Queens, we had a family come in for flu shots. So that should have been. I know. So as we started to really think about our future and expanding throughout the country, because we have an open charter and the ability to do business anywhere. We do a lot of lending business outside of New York. But when you want to do deposits and total banking, people need to know who you are, feel good about it. And the Bethpage name was perceived as small and local and healthcare. So yeah, we embarked down a path to say, let's find a name that makes people feel happy, feel good about the organization. And when we tested a whole bunch of names, I mean, we looked at like 300 names. Four Leaf was the one that kept rising to the top. And the reason was that when people were asked, how does this make you feel? People said happy. You know, they think about luck, prosperity, future, abundant, all the things that people want, right? So that one had a 79% favorability in the testing, and Bethpage had a 36% favorability in the testing. And that was nationwide testing as well as local. So it became pretty clear that that was the way to go, and it aligned with our values. And that was what was really important, because we've always focused on being a great place to work, providing a great banking experience for our members, being connected to the community, being innovative, empowering, focusing on people's prosperity and enriching their lives, caring about the people that we work with and that we serve, and building trust, right? Building trusting relationships. And Four Leaf really embodies those thoughts. So we thought that was the way to go. So
now it's Four Leaf. Tell us a little bit about your growth plans.
Yeah, so we have been opening 3 branches a year, and we've been focusing on Queens, as you know. And we have a couple more Queens branches opening this year. We have another 3 slated for next year. And we're really excited about that. But we've expanded into New Jersey, Pennsylvania, throughout all of New York. And then, you know, from a digital perspective, through our virtual branch and our digital channels, we're lending in every state, bringing deposits in every state, upgrading our technology to be better on the digital side, and really just focused on serving and enriching the lives of as many people as we can. Our brand seems to resonate with people throughout the country. We're excited about it.
Well, you know, you being such an innovative person and seeing this growth oversight, you know, being now the president and CEO, you've created this Money Like a Woman initiative.
Yeah.
You know, for me, of course, it's my soft spot of making sure women are recognized and being able to, in your case, you know, you've risen to the top. What is your vision for Money Like a Woman? What was that you were thinking when you put that out there as part of what you want to do for the new year?
We wanted to make a difference, and we really wanted to have something that we as a company could stand for, and empowering women and celebrating women, right? We're not trying to fix women, but we want to empower them and we want to celebrate them. And we want to take all the wonderful multitasking traits. You know, when we started this conversation, we said, how do we do it all, right? And women have really learned through necessity how to multitask and how to just keep things moving along, whether it's the family, the company, their extended families, their friends. Women create villages, and they use those villages to help leverage everybody around them to help them be more successful. So our idea around Money Like a Village was Money Like a Woman was to create a larger network of women, a village, so to speak, where we can connect women through different events and programs. And we're also, you know, based on research, one of the things that we found out was while there's a pay gap that a lot of people pay attention to, and it exists, it's real, it goes up and down over time, the real gap in women's lives from the research that we did was the gift of time. There's a time gap that's silent, and people try to do as much as they can within the time constraints that they have, but they run out of time, and there's not enough hours in the day to take care of everything they want to do. So how can we help women multitask? How can we help women reduce that time gap by making life easier for them, especially on the financial services? So we're building some programs out, some technology out to just do that, to be a trusted resource for women through all different moments of their lives.
Well, I think that's a, it's such a tremendous need. And I, we do these Power Women for 20 years. We've been doing the Power Women all over the city. And I am constantly amazed by the spectacular women, but yet they are so successful, but they still need help financially in guidance and knowledge and know-how. It's an endless, pursuit to educate and inform.
It is. And, you know, what's interesting is, so this is twofold. So we're trying to help educate and build awareness, but we also want to celebrate the women that are doing great, right? So in June, we're launching, we're issuing our first Money Like a Visionary Awards.
Oh.
And we're going to celebrate five women, two young professionals, a corporate professional, an entrepreneur, and a community leader. And there was an application process. We got a ton of applications, which I was thrilled to see. The worst when you launch something is to say, oh my goodness, no one came, you know, but we had tons of applications and we're giving them coaching services as the prize. So it's really significant, right? How do we help to continue their growth and leadership? And I will tell you, the two young professionals, we were just so impressed with their applications and their thought process and, you know, a lot of things we're talking about. So that's another way that we're really focusing on Money Like a Woman and putting it out into the forefront. And we're super excited about helping to build the next generation of female leaders.
So is that going to be in person? Is it going to be?
It's going to be in person at the Reimagine conference. It's on June 10th. Yeah, we're super excited to be able to roll that out.
Well, that's a great initiative. I think there's never enough recognition. I love putting the spotlight on women. So many times I've recognized women who are such great leaders, and they say to me, you know, this is the first time anyone ever said thank you or put the spotlight on me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's remarkable how people still have this need. Now, I know you are very engaged with the Long Island Regional Economic Development. Are there things that the bank plans to be engaged with outside of Long Island? Because I know that's always been your ballywhack, Long Island, but now you're expanding your vision. What do you see for yourself in terms of the involvement with the communities that you?
Yeah, so, you know, whether it was as Bethpage or as Four Leaf, we've been very involved in the community from a volunteer perspective, giving back from a monetary and volunteerism. Our employees volunteer over 6,000 hours every year, and it's meaningful volunteerism, really helping various not-for-profits and people in the communities. As we continue to expand outward, we're doing the same model where we're working with local not-for-profits, community organizations, municipalities to help make a difference into these communities that we're serving as we continue to expand. We do also some national community work to touch the areas where we don't have branches. But the focus for us is really about being a part of a community. And what I like to say to the team is, if we stopped existing tomorrow, would we be missed? Would there be a void? And I truly believe on Long Island there would be, but we have to create that going forward in all the other areas without losing attention to our legacy market.
Well, I know everybody looks forward to your wonderful airplane.
Oh, the air show. Yeah, next week. Next week.
That's become an annual. And I know you do a lot of great work with the food networks and the food harvest, the island harvest.
Yep.
So these things certainly can be duplicated around the world, of Four Leaf. I know you work very hard and you're devoted to, you don't become a leader without that. But what do you do for fun?
Oh, you know, I love to travel. So I've got some fun trips planned. My kids were always kids that really we're focused on experiences and family experiences rather than things. You know, when they were little, you buy them toys and stuff like that. But as they started to get older, they said, Mom, we don't need things. We just want to have family experiences. So we do a lot with our kids. My one son's getting married in the fall. Another one's getting engaged soon. And so really trying to bring the girls into our family unit and doing some fun exploration and trips. So that's kind of one of the things I like to do for fun. We also live on an island that has the greatest beaches in the world. And you could find me sitting on one of those beaches on a Saturday reading a book.
Bravo. Well, that leads me right into, you know, secrets to success. You know, so many people will ask me, and I'm sure you could, what do you think it needs to be so successful? You know, you rose to be the CEO and president of a major corporation. What advice could you give others?
You know, trust in yourself and be authentic to yourself. You know, being who you are as a person is what gets you to be a strong leader. I truly believe that. If you're focusing on trying to be what somebody else wants you to be, you're never going to be successful. You have to be true to who you are. And then you have to focus and work to be your best self. So one of the things that I try to really instill in our team is instead of working on fixing things that are wrong, focus on all the great things that you do and focus on being your best self. Because if you do that, it kind of cures the things that need to be fixed, you know, always thinking about your mindset about being your best self. And I think that's important. So, you know, authentic to who you are, be curious, keep learning. I'm very curious. I ask a million questions and I like to learn every day something new. And I think if you can be true to who you are and stay curious and keep learning something new, you'll be very successful.
Well, I think that's a great way to end our podcast, because I think that's beautiful advice. And I think curiosity is what keeps me going. So I love that thought that you also feel that's critically important to be curious and ask questions. So thank you so much for your special time. You know, I know how busy you are now in this, you know, not that you aren't always taking time to be with us and be with our Power Woman podcast. I've just had the joy to interview Linda Armin, who is the president and CEO of Four Leaf Credit Union. Thank you so much, Linda.
Thank you, Victoria. Really appreciate you.
Thanks to everyone listening. To the next time. Bye now.